Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Bronfen.
Hey, restaurant owners and operators, it's been a long time since we brought you a book report, but I got a great one for you coming up right now. It's on this book right here, The Art of Building a Brand. We'll tell you all about it and what it has to do with your restaurant coming up. Hey everybody, Ryan Bronfen here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, clickbacon.com, and scalemyrestaurant.com. Now, in the last 5 to 10 years, I don't think there's a brand in the United States that's done a better job building their brand than Duluth Trading Company, who wrote this book. I was in one of their stores about a year ago. I saw the book. I love like nice picture books. You can see in here just beautiful artwork. I love books like this. I keep them forever, so I picked up a copy, and it's phenomenal. This is not something you want to listen to audio. This is really a picture book. It's got great stories in here. It's well written. It's unapologetically honest, and you can see I've got all these tabs in here for my favorite spots. I'm going to tell you about my favorite section in the book later. But if you don't know, or if you're not familiar with Duluth Trading Company, I'm not going to do them any justice telling you about them. We've shown some images here on the screen so you can find out or you can be a little more familiar with them, but honestly, go to YouTube, check out their commercials. You're going to learn a lot about their brand. But what the book really does is it talks about how they built their brand and tools that you can use to help you build yours. And it really tells a great journey of a company that started selling one product at trade shows that then transitioned into mail order and then transitioned from mail order into internet and then transitioned from internet into brick and mortar. And how this company changed so much over 30, 40 years, but how they stayed true to their customer and their brand. And I can't tell you how important that is to know who your customer is and stay true to your customer and your brand. And again, they're gonna tell you how they did it. And there are so many great lessons. Even though this is a clothing and a lifestyle brand, doesn't really have much to do with the restaurant. Every section I was reading this book was like, wow, I got to share it with this client. I got to share that with this client. And I've told 5 or 10 of my personal clients to read it and they love the book too. So I wanted to share this with you because it's one of the more obscure books. It's probably not showing up on your radar, but it's one you should definitely look at. Now, my favorite part of the book, my biggest takeaway is what they call a core product strategy or their core product strategy. Now, your product in the restaurant business is likely the food that you serve. Now, I've done a video on this in the past called Should Your Menu Be Wide or Deep? And we're going to put a link in that and you should go. It's probably annotated somewhere here or here. You should go watch that video after this one or go watch it, come back to this one, whatever you want. But really what it talks about is a wide menu would be, let's say you've identified your target customer as families, your target guest is a family. Well, families like pizza, families like hamburgers, families like salads, families like sandwiches, families like, they like, they like, they like. So you could potentially build a very wide menu, a menu that services families with pretty much anything they want. Now, this is a option. It's not my favorite option, but it's a option. My favorite option usually depends on your situation is to go deeper, a deeper menu, which would be more about becoming the best in the world at one or two things and then letting all different types of demographics come and enjoy that because you're the best in the world at it. Again, a wide strategy might be better for you. A deep strategy might be better for you. Don't get caught in having a wide and deep menu. Again, talk about that more in that video. Go check that out. But really what I want to talk about here is just how this book, how they built their entire brand on a couple of core products. There's a couple of products. Now, when you go into their store or check out their website, they sell hundreds, if not thousands of products, but they are known for 5, maybe 6 core products, and they market the heck out of those products. They go very deep on those products. They appeal to different types of people with those products. They're very specific about how they market those products. Now, one of the things that restaurant operators or anyone who works with me will hear me say a lot is, What's your signature dish? So I'm going to ask you right now, what's your signature dish? If you don't know what your signature dish is, whether you have a wide or deep menu, you need to identify your signature dish, and you need to make sure that everyone in the world knows that that's your signature dish, and you need to market that signature dish. And that signature dish should be how you build your brand. And I'm not going to sit here and explain it to you because this book does such a great job doing that. So we'll wrap up there, but check it out. Again, we're going to show you some different images we probably have already about the book and where you can get it and all that good stuff. If it's not been annotated up here, then it's in the description below. If you're watching this video on YouTube, look for the description. If you're watching this on our website, we'll make sure to have all the links and everything you need below the video there. But go ahead and grab yourself a copy of the book and then come back here and let us know what you think. I hope you enjoyed this week's video. I hope you enjoyed this book review. It's been a long time since I've done book reviews for you, but I really hope that you enjoyed it. And I want you all to know that I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people out there. And remember, systems create freedom, freedom creates value, and value creates scale. So have an absolutely amazing day, and I look forward to seeing you next week with another great video. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode? Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.